The All-American Soapbox Derby rumbled to life way back in 1934 through one of those happy accidents that seemed to accompany the mother of all great inventions. As the story goes, a photographer for a local paper happened to come across three boys racing homemade go-karts down the street. The photographer, a fellow named Myron Scott, was known for creative thinking, and somewhere in the recesses of his mind's eye, he captured not only the iconic image of boys behaving like boys, but also the idea for a grand-scale national youth racing competition. More than a million racers later, Scott's vision has become what is affectionately and perhaps not so immodestly known as the greatest amateur racing event in the world. Each year, children from all over the globe descend on Akron, Ohio for the World Championships. But to get there, they have to win in their hometown first. Richmond's Soapbox Derby has been around since at least the 50s. Back then, the races took place over on Lakeside Avenue, down Bryan Park Hill. In the 80s, our Derby boosters moved the race downtown, first to the Mammoth Hill on Canal, then Bird, and then 2nd and 10th Streets. Throughout its run from the glory days of the 60s to the halcyon days of today, the Soapbox Derby has been about craft, perseverance, and competition. According to an old brochure, the ingredients for success are a look of cool determination, steady hands, and in the background, of course, a willing parent, to which I should add an uncle or troop leader, or for the kids at the Patrick Henry House who compete each year, a caring community volunteer. The Derby is nearly incongruous in these days of virtual action animated video sports. It might take 100 hours of bruised thumbs to assemble a racing shell, all for the thrill of a 30-second race. But as I've learned from racers past and present, from the happy, wistful, but determined looks in their eyes, the Derby is about much more than can be packaged into a video game. As Tennyson might say, the Derby is not now what it once was, but it abides. And for a few hours on Saturday, June 5th, over by Gate 6 of the Richmond International Raceway, it will be recalled to life through the joyful noise of racers and caregivers and hopefully our community at large. The event is free, the hill is wide, the steering is tight, and as they say, the memories are priceless. Well, he stopped one night at a traffic light, and when that light turned green, he was a mean individual stranded in a limousine. The front door running at their back door, flying on their feet. They said, Mama, oh, Papa, oh, see what I have seen. There's a mean individual stranded in a limousine. Then everybody came running. Everybody said, Lord, Lord. Everybody was gunning. They're gonna do it for evil. And then wah, 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 wah. Like a siren, a flashing light. But the mean individual had vanished in the black of night. Just like the rattlesnake sheds his skin. Well, they searched the roofs and they checked out the coops and they photographed the scene for the mean individual stranded in the limousine.